The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, 10th of June. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the long show, apologies for sounding so poorly. Been fighting something off since we got back off our holidays, and it's finally got me. Now, we'll start about this vote in the European Parliament yesterday, voting to support an effective ban on the sale of petrol and diesel cars. The lobbyists have already started fighting against this. Everyone has voted for the ban in 2035, which means the car makers will not be developing combustion technologies, which does affect really the worldwide car market, but particularly those big European car makers who are now lobbying very heavily for synthetic fuels and e-fuels and postponing the German industry, for instance. Whilst they talk about loving EVs and wanting to make EVs and aren't we all green, rah, rah, what they don't want you to know is lobbying extremely hard for a delay and to only have this conversation in 2028 about a possible future ban at some point one day. BMW's Group CEO Oliver Zipse saying such a review, first of all, has to evaluate whether the deployment of charging infrastructure and the availability of raw materials for battery production will be able to match the continued steep ramp of battery electric vehicles. So that showing their hand there, that we know that their argument is going to be, their play is going to be, we can't get the raw materials, we can't make enough of the cars, there's no infrastructure, we can't meet 2035. Think about that when you go to order an EV and they say, oh, it's 18 months away because supply, semiconductors, we can't make enough of them. Interestingly, because BYD can make 500,000 in China in the first 6 months of the year, and Tesla can make 1.5 million this year because they want to sell EVs. The other car makers, I'm just saying, are trying to now use the argument, well, we can't get enough parts to meet 2035, let us carry on making stuff that burns things. Just saying, you've always got to look below the surface, and what you find sometimes you do not like. Let's hope it's goodbye gasoline in the future. Moving on, General Motors offers more glimpses of the electric Cadillac Celestiq, but it really is a glimpse, like a picture of a hinge. But we can now know that they are still talking about the vehicle, which comes in 2023, the luxury sedan, with GM's new Ultra Cruise. That will cover 95% of driving situations, they say. Genesis are selling the electrified G80 in the UK. I must apologise for that word. It's a terrible word, Genesis. I'm sure no one from the company listens, but please, please, just call it the electric G80. Electrified sounds like they're playing word games to try and convince you that they've got more green credentials than they really have. It's some sort of terrible hybrid system. It's not. It's pure electric, but they choose to just call it the electrified G80. Rubbish. It is a stunning vehicle. Very expensive, 70, 80 grand. Big luxury sedan, but a massive 90 kilowatt hour battery just under that. It'll charge in 21 minutes to 80%. It's got all of that wonderful technology from Hyundai and Kia, of course, Genesis being part of that. And it is a very, very luxurious car that I think will make a few people who want to buy a Mercedes or a BMW turn their head. Now, the Belgian bus manufacturer Van Hool making new electric buses up to 24 metres with a 686 kilowatt hour battery pack. Those buses modular, they say, that so that if in the future they want to add new batteries, motors, or even alternative ways of moving those vehicles, they can, and the vehicle can stay on the road. Tesla is filing to bring back radar, but we don't know what and where and how, so don't jump to conclusions, but they have filed with the FCC to use a similar kind of radar that they used to use front-facing in their vehicles. Doesn't mean they're admitting that vision only is a failure for their autopilot. Audi, though, saying that they have had success with building out their first charging hub. The pilot in Nuremberg is being used loads. They've got a nice lounge, comfy chairs and concierge. He's going to build one in Zurich and Salzburg and Berlin as well. And production of the Volvo XC40 starts in India this July. For local markets. And that's Briefly.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.